This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Thousands of people rallied on the streets of Tel Aviv and Jerusalem on Saturday night as anti-government protesters joined forces with demonstrators calling for a deal to return the remaining hostages held in Gaza. Joseph Yair Angel is one of the protesters.
I'm very sad that from the 7th of October till now, not all the Israelis are back home. I call everybody in the world, the Israeli government, and everybody in the world who can do something to bring back our hostages, do it now.
Several protesters were taken away by security forces as demonstrators gathered around a large bonfire, holding placards and waving Israeli flags. The demonstrators are demanding Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reach a ceasefire agreement with the Palestinian militant group to bring home the remaining 101 hostages. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said on Saturday that she may have another meeting soon with her Chinese counterpart and that the U.S.-China relationship needs to be, quote, prioritized and nurtured, unquote, by the next U.S. administration. Yellen, speaking at the Texas Tribune Festival in Austin, Texas, said that she would welcome a visit to the U.S. by her counterpart. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un emphasized the importance of strengthening naval power during a tour of a naval base construction site, state media KCNA reported on Sunday. During the tour, Kim stressed the need to build a naval port capable of operating weapons systems of the warships and revealed military measures to deploy anti-aircraft and coastal defense systems for defending the port, according to the report. For expanded coverage, go to our website, VOANews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Donald Trump held a rally in Wisconsin Saturday and says he's ready for the presidential debate against Vice President Kamala Harris. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
At a Wisconsin rally Saturday, Republican Donald Trump said he's the best candidate to become president.
We're run by stupid people. Stupid, stupid people. And we found that out at the debate with Joe. How did that work out? And we're going to find it out again on Tuesday night. Is anybody going to be watching?
Trump's rally briefly interrupted when an attendee fainted. Meanwhile, he's scheduled to debate Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris on Tuesday. She spent the day prepping and campaigning in Pennsylvania.
It's time to bring our country together. Chart a new way forward.
I'm Julie Walker.
During a stop at Penzi's Spices in Pittsburgh Strip District, Vice President Kamala Harris said she appreciates former Republican Vice President Dick Cheney and his daughter Liz Cheney, the former Wyoming congresswoman, saying they will vote for her in November.
People are exhausted about the division and the attempts to kind of divide us as Americans. And them stepping up to make this public statement, I think, is courageous, but also for people like the folks I was just talking with, it really reinforces for them that we love our country and we have more in common than what separates us.
The debate is on Tuesday, September 10th in Philadelphia. Rare colored lobsters have been showing up more frequently in fishers' traps and supermarket seafood tanks. AP's Mike Hempen explains.
Lobsters of various colors have been showing up in fishers' traps, supermarket seafood tanks, and scientists' laboratories. A recent wave of these curious colored lobsters in Maine, New York, Colorado, and beyond has scientists asking, just how atypical are they? Marcus Frederick is a professor of marine sciences at the University of New England.
Blue lobsters, typically 1 in 1 million or 1 in 2 million. Orange is probably more in the range of 1 to 30 million. And we get into those split-colored lobsters, which is reported somewhere in the range of 1 to 50 to 1 to 70 million.
Frederick is working on non-invasive ways to extract genetic samples from lobsters to try to better understand rare shell coloration. I'm Mike Hempen.
Bolivia declared a national emergency due to raging forest fires, the country's defense ministry announced on Saturday. In a press conference, Defense Minister Edmundo Novillo said the national emergency would allow the country to quickly coordinate international support. Follow Voice of America on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, also known as X, and YouTube. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.